Hello and welcome to another episode of Inside the Pod, the PGRO podcast. I'm Matt Webster and I'm here with Dr. Chris Judge at PGRO's Vinyl EP Open Day here at Braunswell, Lincolnshire. Hi Chris.
Hi Matt, nice to have you here with us.
And so what can you tell us about the Vinyl EP Open Day here?
So the Vinyl EP Open Day is an event that we run every year for the Vinyl EP industry where we're one, showing off the trial work that we do so people know more about it and they can see what goes into the Vinyl EP descriptive list. But it's also an opportunity for just people in the Vinyl EP industry to meet each other, to network, to chat about their season. These are people who often don't get to see each other because they're very busy at this time of year.
And how has the day been?
Yeah, I think it's been a success. We've had slightly lower numbers than last year, but still we've had lots of senior people in the industry here. We've had, I think today's really been notable for having lots of good discussions. Often we have a lot of people come to look at the plots and I go through all the plots with them. But this year we've had a food put on by Andrew Pritchard, who's contributed to the event, very kind of him. And as part of that, it's led to people staying around more, having a coffee, having a burger, and having more of a group discussion about the industry and a catch-up. And I think that's been really valuable for everyone that's attended. And we've had some good feedback on how that's encouraged people to come, not just to look at the plots for an hour and a half, but to then stay for a bit longer, talk to other people, speak to other people that they don't get to see often, and sort of catch up.
Yeah, sounds really good. And I've got to say, it was a good burger as well. And in terms of that conversation, has there been any particular topics that have come up from the plots they've got here?
Well, there's lots of talking about the trickiness of the season in general. It's very difficult planting conditions this year. Obviously, we'd had the wet winter that had led to lots of fields already having sort of a high level of saturation, and then obviously a very wet March. You know, we were very lucky that we're on quite a free-draining site here, so we were able to get this in at the end of March, but a lot of people have struggled in their planting dates this year, and their sowing programmes have all had to be adjusted. I think I've heard some people chatting earlier that there's some sowing programmes that are still going on now at the moment, even though it's very much on the late side. Additionally, it's the last couple of weeks we've had some quite cool weather, which has led to slow growth and slow progress. The trial series is slightly behind where we usually have it for the open day, just because that colder snap means that things have kept flowering and kept setting more nodes and are growing slowly, compared particularly to the last 2 years where we've had some very hot Junes that have led to one, faster growth, but more stress as well. So a lot of the early varieties in the last couple of years have set two or three nodes because the heat's come and they've wanted to, shut up shop and not develop more nodes and set higher flowers. And this year, on those same varieties, we're seeing them trying to do five nodes rather than three, just because the cooler, wetter conditions have allowed them to keep developing, which is good from a yield potential point of view, but it is slowing down the season.
Right. So now I've had a look around the trial plots, and there's quite a bit of variety in what I've seen. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So, you know, Vinyl peas are quite a varied crop, particularly compared to things like combining peas that are often bred to be, you know, variations on a theme. You know, you've got varieties here that are quite varied in their height, varieties that are semi-leafless versus conventional leafed, and, you know, varieties even that are determinate crops rather than your classic indeterminate layering of nodes. You know, there's there's a lot of variation in maturity. You know, the different maturities are almost their own mini markets competing with each other for the early slot in somebody's program versus, you know, your later earlies versus your sort of standard and later timing. So you've got all these different subgroups that are all sort of competing within these maturity categories, and again they will have been bred by different people to be achieving that in different ways. You know, we do have varieties that do grow a lot taller than others. You know, we have varieties that put more effort into sort of leaf and stem biomass and end up with a bulkier crop to grow for a viner, but obviously they may be putting less energy into their pods. You have varieties that sort of often set their flowers as triples and then end up with sort of triple pods, and you have ones that perhaps set less per node and set more nodes. So there's quite a vary in their sort of growth habit that is, you know, not necessarily saying one's better than each other, but they're aiming at different niches and different ways of trying to achieve that high yield in varying weather conditions.
Would you also say that another major purpose of these trials is to monitor how disease affects these crops?
Yeah, you know, disease is always going to be a factor. These trials are contributing the data for the descriptive list, of which we will list disease ratings. So as part of that, we'll be keeping an eye on any disease that develops in the main plots, but we'll also have, to the side, we've got like a separate disease screening section where all of the varieties in the main trials are evaluated throughout the season for the levels of downy mildew. And that is combined with data from a second location and over multiple years to form the ratings that will be available on the Viney P list. Obviously, any other diseases that occur within the season are sort of noted down and reported on. We've got a small amount of virus in one of the plots, but it's not occurring in the repeats of the same variety. So it seems to be a specific location that's had virus spread to it by aphids rather than anything connected to that variety. And so that can be sort of, you know, noted and taken into account when we're sort of writing reports on this year's trial. We do also see some evidence of Pythium damage damping off, and again that is something that we think that we can see varietal differences in rather than just spatial differences in the field, where you can see similar gaps appearing in the same variety in different reps when they're in different field positions. But yeah, so it effectively it all contributes to the main picture that comes from the trial. Whilst the non-downy mildew diseases don't have their own section of the list where they're reported in detail, any other disease that has lowered the yield of the plot is indirectly reported by the yield of that variety being slightly lower.
So we've had a few people visit the site today. What has been the main feedback that you've gotten from them?
Well, one of the main bits of feedback is that they quite enjoyed having a burger and a coffee. But slightly joking aside, you know, it was really helpful for facilitating people chatting afterwards and staying, having a coffee before they look at the plots, then having a coffee after they look at the plots, and continuing a discussion about how things are going for them, what's, you know, what they're worried about for the season, what's interesting in the future for them. In terms of actually looking at the plots, you know, given some of the difficulties this season, one of the main bits of feedback we've got is that our trial series is looking very good, which is, you know, a bit embarrassing to say that it's one of the main bits of feedback, but in general, all of the visitors did kind of come away saying that they were fairly impressed with how things were looking. Several people were there going around with their plans and their clipboards, noting down varieties that they were going to keep an eye out on the future. Obviously, varieties that are in our trials are not usually commercially available at the moment, but it's a real opportunity for people to note down, oh, I'm looking for an early maturing variety, these two might be worth keeping an eye on. Or I'm looking for, you know, something that might fit into one of my very late slots. It's good to know that there's this new material coming. I'll keep an eye out for this one. And then eventually when the list comes out or when new reports are written, they've got that knowledge and any photos that they've taken of, I saw that, I know that looked good, I could see that fitting in my farm or my growth programme. So, in general, I do think the event was successful, and that I think the people who came left happy. It would always be nice to see more people here. Particularly, we didn't have many farmers around today, and it's always nice to also be including them in these discussions.
Brilliant. And for anyone who may have missed today's open day, is there any way for them to find out more?
Yeah, I mean, at PGO, we're always here to offer independent advice on vining peas as well as all the combinable crops that we deal with, but in specific, if you wish you'd come and seen the plots and you're interested in what's happening with the new varieties, you know, I'm very happy to meet people here to show them the plots. I'll be doing that later on with a couple of people who couldn't make it here today that are interested, and if that also describes you, you know, we're going to be vining these plots quite a bit over the next few weeks. And so there'll often be a presence of people here. If you just arrange with us to meet you and discuss things with you, that is something that we should be able to arrange.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Chris.
And, no worries.
And that's it for today's episode of Inside the Pods. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on whichever service you use so you never miss a future episode. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.